Episode 1077, Made at Home.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Happy
the
every day
radio.
And Merry Christmas. Can you believe it? It is 3 days. Oh, confession time. I am very, very, very excited. Christmas is my favorite time of year. Between old family traditions, new family traditions, just everything in what the reason of the season is, and Jesus Christ, this little baby that was born, it's all the more reason to come together and smile even more. And I hope you are feeling that joy in your heart. And if not, maybe I can give it to you just a little bit with a little bit of a confession. Made at Home. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's 'tis the season of family. Beautiful scents to tickle the nose and surprises under the tree. You probably have a few of them that you put there yourself. So what really matters is made at home. A home is a place to discover your best selfie with forgiveness, love, and grace. But unfortunately, life seems to complicate this blessing. With the pressures of living up to what everyone else has, reaching the top of the ladder, and excelling beyond everyone's expectations, it's hard not to fall in the trap of perfection and comparison. Maybe you've already fallen down that rabbit hole already with the holidays around the corner. And you're sitting there and you're checking off your list and you're checking it twice going, I don't know if this is naughty or nice, if I need to add some more, what do I do? It's just one of those things that you sit there and you wonder. And I know I have found myself trapped in that. And as we were getting things ready, baking, the children and I, and readying the gifts for all the teachers and with all the children, and now that they're not in elementary school, we have a lot of teachers. So each child averages about 8 teachers. And by the time you have all those with 5 children, holy Toledo, yes, it adds up to a lot. So I spend a lot of time in the kitchen baking. And of course, my favorite is the chocolate peanut cluster. So sprawled across the entire countertops that I have are, I don't know, 6 to 7 batches worth of peanut clusters. And then we had the gifts and the cards and the signing and the cute little letters and the thank you notes. Now, most of my kiddos are absolutely thrilled to give gifts, but I have one child that really doesn't like it. And it's more because it draws attention to him. And he's one who would just rather stay in the background. He's like, Mom, why do we have to do this? And I said, well, it's not about what you want. It's about giving. It's about a time that means something to us, Christmas. And it allows us to serve and to say thank you to those that we care and love about. And his response is, but that's not what everybody else does. And I paused for a moment thinking, well, if he was my little elementary child, that I did not have to worry about it. I could dangle a carrot in front of him and he would be fine and he would go off and do it and the discussion would end. But now he's older and I have to pause and I have to think about the reasoning because he's an excellent debater. He's my little Einstein. And as he processes all of these thoughts and the reasons, both black and white, and then he tries to figure out the gray areas, it's going to lead him back to his conclusion. So this mother in me says, how can I give him the spirit of Christmas, the giving, how God sees it, how he sees it as a selfless act? God gave us a part of him. He gave us his only son to come here on earth. So I quickly responded, well, it's not about what everybody else does. It's about what we do. A lot of us, you know, are doing what everybody else is doing. We're just pretending. We're just going through the motions. We adorn our walls with our accomplishments and fill it with stuff that says, we made it. We got this. We have finally arrived. Maybe that's been your year. trying to get to the point and the level in your career that says, yes, I finally did it. Or maybe it's the motherhood part of you that says, ah, man, I finally went from elementary, we're now in middle school, we have hit the jackpot. For me, I've had a full flip. I now have 3 adult children and 2 actual children. So I have 3 adults and 2 children now in the family. By ages, I don't think of them that way. They're still my babies and always will be, no matter what they are in age. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting older. But when you take all the walls and the stuff down, what's left? You see, the home is who's in it, not the walls built around it. Whether we are leading our children, loving our spouses, or serving our community, it's what comes from the heart. Remember, it's made at home. And it's not your achievements and accomplishments, your top-of-the-line appliances and technology gadgets, or the latest and greatest vehicles. It's your heart that fills the home. Christmas can be very tough on families for lots of reasons. Christmas is hard for people who have lost loved ones because they sit there and they miss them, which rightfully so. I have lost many loved ones, all of whom I've been very, very close to, relatives and very, very close friends. And every time you lose someone, it's like they take a piece of your heart. But you see, when they take a piece of your heart, it's not to make you feel empty. It should actually warm your heart instead. Because that means that you meant something to them as they meant to you. But we don't see it that way because we miss them. And that makes sense. That's our earthly logic. But our heavenly logic should be that we will see them again. And it's a time really to celebrate what we shared and the memories that we had and the tears that roll down our face should be more of joy of the memories that were shared, not of the loss. And yes, that comes with time. I know it hurt when I lost my father, and that first Christmas was raw. The second Christmas wasn't much easier. It's gotten easier as time has gone on, but that doesn't mean that I miss him any less. In fact, I probably actually miss him more. It's all made at home. It's your heart that fills the home. It's not what you accomplished in school that you can now say, I'm a graduate of whatever your degree is. It's not that I have bared 3 children and now they're successfully moving on in their lives. And now maybe you have adult children and they're married and they're starting their family. It's not about the accomplishments and the achievements, yet that's what our world says that we are to be living out. God says differently. He says it's your heart. It's your heart that fills the home. We've moved around so many times that my home is where I hang my hat. And the crazy thing is I don't wear a lot of hats. So I sometimes wonder, why do I say that? But it's really where my heart is. And my heart is where my children are and where my husband lies. Where we go out on adventures together to touch the world around us. God sends us on these adventures, and sometimes we don't know where they lead us. But we take it one step at a time because it does lead us to miles of greatness. It's your heart that fills the home, the love that makes mistakes. We're not perfect. I made egg bombs, and you're probably like, what in the world are egg bombs? Well, they're hard-boiled eggs. Well, they don't start out that way. They're raw eggs and you're boiling them to make them hard boiled. And the problem is you don't hear the timer go off. And so therefore it continues to boil, and that's fine so long as you catch it before the water boils away and evaporates. But when it's already evaporating and all you have is the hard boiled eggs left in an empty pan that's on a stove, that's when the egg bombs begin to go off. Oh yeah, boom, boom, boom. And they're loud and they make messes. The love that makes mistakes. We all have egg bombs in our life. We can't always do it right. But when you have love there, anything's possible. That's what God gave us. He gave us this little baby that came and showed us that nothing is impossible, that there are miracles that happen today. And the actions that we take, they show forgiveness. The dreams that ignite hope. It's your heart that fills the home. How are you filling your home this season? Because you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to be the perfect parent, because I know some of us are so trying. Maybe you have a teen that is just, you're at wit's end with them. Take a breather, Mom. It's okay. You don't have to always have an explanation, but you always can lend an ear. Sometimes they just need to be heard and not spoken to. Sometimes they just need to have arms wrapped around them and nothing said. You see, when we give someone a hug, they don't have to know it, but it shows forgiveness. When we love and we listen, when they make mistakes, they're already owning them. And the dreams that they have deep within continues to ignite our own hope as we share it with them. Everything is made at home. And I think with the gifts and the balls on the tree and the lights everywhere, it's all fun. It's beautiful. But we tend to drag ourselves away from what really matters. Confession Day is truly that. Where's your heart? Do you have the heart of Christmas? The heart God wants you to carry this season? Maybe it's just taking a step back and reflecting a little bit and saying, am I doing what I need to at home? Am I spending quality time? Not that it has to be a bountiful amount of time. We all are busy, but we all can say this is what matters most. We can prioritize. We can prioritize the ones that we love. And guess what? You can stop pretending. You don't have to have it all put together. It's okay if you run to the grocery store with your hair down and no makeup on, or even it pulled up in a ponytail and you got your sweats on, or maybe you're still in your jammies. It's okay. Because I guarantee you, somebody else is in that same boat. And they got up and looked in the mirror the same way and said, how am I going to sit here and feel okay when it doesn't feel okay? The holidays can be beautiful too, though. It's all made at home. So how are you filling up your seasons in your life? Are you saying that I'm willing to take a chance and to make mistakes, to love that makes mistakes, to take the action that shows forgiveness, and to dream that ignites hope? It's your heart that fills the home. When we begin to tap into our humanistic part, the part that God gave us, where we were created in His image, then we begin to get it right. Then we begin to see the beauty of humanity. We get to see the beauty flourish around us and to grow. We get to see more smiles and less heartache. Now, that doesn't mean there isn't going to be heartache, because there is. There's always broken hearts. But there are also lots of mending hearts. So where does your heart lie today? Is it one that's frustrated and, you know, crazy, and you're driving right now to go pick up that last minute gift? When you park your car, take a deep breath. Maybe you're sitting in your office chair just watching the clock tick away, hoping that soon you'll be on the drive home. Take a deep breath. And when you breathe in, I want you to breathe in the spirit of Christmas, of what God gave you. When you breathe out, let out all your confessions. All the yuck in your life, let it go. You want to walk into your home that has a heartbeat of love, of forgiveness and hope. You want to be able to be present for the ones you love. So go out today, love on the ones closest to you. Open your heart to the beauty of each season before you. And remember, your heart is made at home. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.